Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad, and I do apologize for the late start. I didn't schedule the show, alhamdulillah. So I stand corrected, and I apologize. You say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. In God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I'm sorry. Usually Brother Akbar is our host today. I hope he calls in. I hope Brother Akbar calls in. Alhamdulillah. This is the message of concern. And this subject that Imam W.D. Muhammad inaugurated way back in 1977 when he created the CRADE committee, the committee to remove all images that portray the divine, meaning the images in religion, the Caucasian Christ, the white Jesus, all that, God is a man, and God had a son, all that understanding came with Imam W.D. Muhammad and in his teachings, which are the Quran's teachings. These are the Holy Quran's teachings. Oh, praise be to Allah. So let's open up with Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta 'Alayhim, Ghayri Al-Maghdubi 'Alayhim wa Ladh-Dhaalin. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillah, I do apologize. I have a few things going on that keeps me preoccupied, and I try to work with my health, and alhamdulillah, so I didn't get a chance to schedule the meeting. I hope Brother Shuja, Shuja calls in, and Akbar, and Daya, and Sister Karan, and Brother Muhammad called into the show. Let's get the show on the road. Let's talk about removing all images that attempt to portray divine. And this whole thing, God had a son. Imam Muhammad made it clear one time. He never was a baby. Speaking of Allah. God the Most High, the Most Great. He never had a baby, and he never was a baby. You know? So this is like a cool, aha. Yeah, Imam Muhammad say he never Larry Allen. He never was a baby, and he never had a baby. Speaking of Allah. Yeah, but this is what they have tried to get the world to believe, that Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, is limited. That he does things like beget children, and he does things like he suffers on the cross. And he even died. You know, even though they said, well, he come back to life. He rose. He came and he rose. You know, but it's limiting the concept of Almighty God. You know, alhamdulillah. So I heard an interesting show. It's called Maps. It came on about 10 o'clock this morning. It's called Maps. Muslim American program or something like that. And they were talking about the 50 years of hip-hop, the 50-year anniversary. It's coming around. They say that this is like the 50th year of this phenomenon called hip-hop. And they talked about the derivation of it. They talked about the five percenters. When they used to rap, they used to talk about the gods, you know, their god and all that, and talked about gangster rap. When gangster rap came, and they had a couple very knowledgeable people over there. I know most people, a lot of people keep track of hip hop because some of the songs are pretty decent and pretty catchy. I call them prison jingles. When I teach the kids at school, these little teenagers at school, when they talk about that, when they talk about the gangster rap, I said, man, those prison jingles. I tell them, you know, well, this is, they have Christmas jingles and they have Easter jingles and they have birthday jingles, you know. They have all kind of jingles that they jingle out there to get us attracted or get our attention or for marketing, get us to buy something. So they give us a jingle or jingle bell. We all know jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. They don't play jingle bells in June, July. They play jingle bells in December, November, December, jingle bells. So, you know, we know Christmas is around. You know, jingle bells, you know, and each year they talk about happy birthday and they play all kind of jingles. They play happy birthday to you and happy birthday and they sing happy birthday. All those are jingles. Well, I tell the children in school that it's also prison jingles. When they talk about I'm going to get some dope, or I'm going to shoot me an NIG and get me a gun, and I'm going to do a jack move. I'm going to do a robbery, or I'm a murderer. Those are prison jingles. That type of stuff to get you into the spirit, have you bobbing your head and popping your finger to some madness, to some madness. And you think you invincible, and you'll hurt your brother. You know, you get to listen to that stuff, and you get to drinking and taking drugs and stuff like that. You know, and something you hurt your brother. You hurt your brother. So those are prison jingles, and so many of our people, besides mass incarceration, that is one of the harms mentioned in reparations, mass incarceration. But some of it we are doing. And it got so bad here in the United States that our people, especially with that cocaine epidemic, you know, some of these young men got so bad and so disrespectful and so oblivious to taking life. They wear their gold chains and that's what they were saying this morning, that what they would do, they would the enemy, the COINTELPRO, the Shaitan, whoever, what they would do is they would leave boxcars at the train stations opened, unlocked, where you could go in there and get guns and Uzis and ammunition and stuff. They do that intentionally in order for those young men to go, in order for those young men to go and steal guns, rifles, 45, 38, and get a gang war started. All that was started by Sheikh Ty and the enemy, COINTELPRO, you know. So a lot came out at this show this morning called MAPS. It comes on, I think, every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. It's a little sister named Amatila. Amatila, 6'3" or something. And they had and they take calls. And they do a good analysis of the music that our children hear, you know, hear and are offended by. They talk about Chicago. I missed the point that they were saying about Chicago, but they did bring up Chicago, some of the shootings and the murders in Chicago. But they were saying some of that is staged and contrived and lied about and everything. It's not all that the media tried to. You know, those shows are archived, so if you want to go back, excuse me, you want to go back and listen to some of them shows, like that show this morning at 10 o'clock, you know, it's called MAPS, M-A-P-S. They come on Blog Talk Radio, 10 o'clock Western Time, which is 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And I guess maybe, let me see. Let me get that again. Let's see. So they come at 10 o'clock Western Time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern Time, which is noon Central Time. Pull it up, M-A-P-S. It was quite interesting show talking about the 50 years of hip-hop and the effect on the community. Yeah, so a lot of it has been kind of detrimental to our community, a lot of hip-hop. They talk about drugs and violence and promiscuity, pimping and prostitution and robbing and stealing. So that was quite interesting, that show. You know, they talk about the secret meeting, this letter that came to this record executive who had been a record executive into the entertainment business in Europe. He came to America, and he was invited a meeting, and this is in a letter called The Secret Meeting That Changed Rap Music and Destroyed a Generation. And so they, you know, he was invited to the meeting, and he went to this meeting, and they said, well, rap is going to take a new turn. More or less, I'm paraphrasing now, they say, no more just entertainment hip-hop anymore. It's going to be what they call gangster rap. And you might as well get into it, because along with this gangster rap, they're going to build prisons. And these children who are listening to this gangster rap are going to be influenced by this gangster rap and this gangster culture and the culture of violence and the culture of death. And they're going to get in trouble. So, you know, you could buy shares. You could buy shares in the prison industrial complex. You could buy shares, because the more inmates into those prisons, the more the owners can make money. So invest in the hip-hop gangster music and invest in the prison that the children are going to be influenced by and go to prison. And that's why I would always tell the kids in school, the children in school, about the prison jingle. You know, So this was the secret meeting to change Rapunzel, destroy the generation. They laid it out, and at this meeting, it was a change. And this guy, and this guy who in the entertainment business, and he said he noticed the change for the next 10 years, 15, 12 years. He noticed that a lot of these record companies had numerous gangster rap acts on their roster, numerous gangster rap. So they was into the gangster rap business, the gangster rap promotion, and they was feeding that, all that stuff to our children, and our children was getting all caught up in it and influenced and start getting in trouble, start stealing and robbing and fighting and killing and everything, end up in the penitentiary. So yeah, so that was so, you know, it'll probably be more shows talking about the 50-year anniversary of hip-hop. Overall, hip-hop is a good thing. It's good, healthy, it's poetry. It's artistic and everything, but if the lyrics tell you to be a prostitute, or you be a pimp, or a robber, stealer, a drug dealer, and everything, that's when the shaitan has gotten into it, you know. And it's bad for our people. But hip-hop in and of itself, the poetry, the spoken word, the music that goes, the cleverness, the genius, the little fun that some of this, these rap songs make you think of fun and everything, just innocent stuff. But then Shaitan got a hold to it. Remind me, I just had a thought of, it's a hadith saying that I think the angel or some entity looked at creation, and this entity said, "Oh, how can anybody go wrong in this environment? Look how peaceful and tranquil and sweet and nice and everything this environment is. So, you know, who could go wrong in this environment?" And so took a lie or something, showed it to him after the shaitan had got to him, after the gangster rapper got to him and everything. Then he said, who could go straight and who could survive and go straight and prosper and keep their morals right in an environment like this, you know, after Shaitan got a hold to it. And that's what, like, gangster rap. Alhamdulillah. So, if anybody, press 1 on your phone, if you want to come on in, alhamdulillah, you're welcome. I see area code 404-421. Okay, alhamdulillah. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Abdullah Alpha.
State your name. Abdullah Akbar, alhamdulillah, brother, I do apologize. This is my second or third day in a row of not scheduling. I got so much on my mind and everything, and my mind and my spirit, you know. So, alhamdulillah, so I didn't, so I apologize.
We live in a world that keep our mind, our way of business. Yeah, we live in that kind of world. We look at it. We're living in, like you said, we're living in a world that had really stood up against us. You know, we got something to think about. We got to make a living. Got to balance our money. Got to pound out today's car insurance going up. These people have no love for us because we ain't saying nothing. We quiet as a church. So y'all are saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got one other person in the queue, 240. I'm gonna let him in too. I think it's for the shoe drop, and I'm gonna put myself on mute for right now. That's what I'm gonna come.
Okay.
State your name and call to you coming from.
We did.
Assalamu alaikum, 240.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Shubha Muhammad, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. You and Brother Akbar got it, Brother Shuja. I'm putting myself on mute right now.
I'll come in right after Akbar. I'm following Akbar.
Kumali Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I said we lay illallah. I said we lay Muhammad Rasulullah. Rome the bad witness and we testify there's no God but one God, proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He the one that creates this creation to test all of us and see which one is worthy of the great prize that the great gift he wants to give us for doing right in this world. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be human being in this day and time in America, on this land, and we thank him for blessing us to be human beings. And we thank him for blessing us to know that Prophet Muhammad, Muhammad Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. He's the last prophet. We're living in the judgment. And all of the prophets pointed to this day. And Prophet Muhammad definitely pointed to this day, this last day. So we thank Allah for being and understanding that. A lot of people do not understand. They're living in the judgment. They're living in the last days because they're living in a world they call the fast world. And that world is no mention of God in that world. No mention of Allah. Y'all hear all day long, even in the movies, oh, Jesus. And all, that's all they say, oh, Jesus. They want to keep pushing that lie. So our job that we've been given, being in the last days, is to push the truth. It's what Jesus said. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He said that one was going to come after him and lead us in all truth. And this world have kept that person out of most of the people, homes, schools, and businesses everywhere. They've kept that man's name mentioned, and that's Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who Jesus was speaking about. They've kept this man out of the minds and the hearts of the people. And you're only what you know. You what you know. And the Bible says a man thinking, so is he. If you think wrong, your body going to follow your own thinking. And Allah said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that you can do. Thinking what God wants you to do with the precious thing that he done gave you is your life. And he gave you a manual on how to operate that life when he gave you the Quran. He gave you direction on how to deserve and live and even how to die with the life that you do. That don't die, let you die in the state of everyone. Die in the state of peace. So Allah has given us all this information. So he has gave that and shared us and went as human beings, and we have to share it with those who will listen. And that's the only thing we can do. We have a right to share what we have to those who listen. We have no power to change anybody. We only can present to them the truth. And if they like the truth, then we can write them and come and read and set up where we got this truth from. That's the only power, that's the only thing we have. All the prophets, they have the only thing they could do is invite you the truth, tell you the truth, and hope that you accept it. And then if you did accept it, then all praise are due to Allah. So we here tonight again talking about one of the major problems that haven't gone away yet, that's holding the image up of God, holding God up as a deity. That is the biggest major problem in America and throughout the world. Throughout the world, that is a major problem because there's people that in the religion we in, but their skin a little light. Their hair is a little straighter. And some of them act like they're better than you. And we are told in this religion, the best one of us is one who obey Allah the best. We told in this religion. But they are not following. Some have blinded them to think on that term. So it's our job to deliver this message and make this message clear. And who can do it better than the one that's been under all the problems, major problems? Like I said, everything is going up. We're talking about the insurance going up. Your insurance going to be higher than the car note. These people know what they're doing. But it's going to take us as a group, as a body of people, to protest or to speak out against it or get with somebody that we trust that will lead the battle. Or we have to lead the battle. But something got to be done. You know, these people trying to make your life miserable. And that's exactly the pressure they put on most of the people. And the people, when they put that pressure on them, they go to drinking, they go to smoking, they go make excuses for not saying a prayer. They start making excuses. They're doing all the, and then when you point out to them some of the things they're doing, they say, "You judge me and judge me not." The truth is doing the judging, not us. Allah is the final judge, not us. We that make it. The message clear that coming from the book that we trust, that we love, especially the Al-Quran. This is the book. In it, it guided and showed our doubt. We either believe that or we don't. If we believe that, then we don't mind sharing first with our family. And then once we share with our family, and those who listen, and those who don't listen, then we share with anybody else in our family, then our family of human beings, we share it with them, especially the African America, so-called African America, because they've been put down more than anybody. I don't care. They go to college. They go in the Army. They go in the Navy. They go in the Marine. They go to 5 colleges. They have been put in inferior art, they have been put in them coming from religion, coming from the community religion. They say, if African-Americans, you want to find out what they say, that's follow the trash. That's follow where everything out of place, the car jacked up in the yard. They got 3 walkways coming out of their yard. The music is playing so loud, you can hear it from the city almost downtown where they say it. So all these things can be corrected with truth, with truth, because there have been a lie that put them or put us in this condition. There have been lies, many weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies that put us in this condition. So we have to use the truth to get ourselves out of this position, get back on the road of success, and that success is following the Quran, following what the Prophet Muhammad left, following those good leaders that God have gave us and put in our life while we was here on earth, those good leaders, especially, man, why should they come? The good leaders. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk radio station. And we're here tonight to correct the wrong, help the people get back to common sense, because the Quran is speaking common sense, natural. I heard the homosexual got mad at Aretha Franklin because she sung a natural woman. And they know they're not natural. But they use discrimination. They use civil rights to keep focus on, they being mistreated. So they want their civil rights. God has already gave them their rights, and he gave them a right to be a man and a woman. But they put those rights down, and they're a man, and they want to be a woman. That God didn't give them their rights. That's a right they took on themselves. That's a right that history shows that God scarred the people before them that took on that right. So we here tonight, with the help of Allah, to keep truth growing, keep the word of God flourishing in the world, bringing people, cause people back to what's right, and for us to be working together in this society as one unit, as human families, because we all are the creation of God. No matter what color we are or where we come from, where we are on this earth, we've been on this earth come from hundreds and millions of years. The human being been here. So we've been traveling through this earth, through our ancestors. And now we are here today in the end of this evil world that came about through wicked men, through jinns and people who want to be wicked. We come to live, inshallah, to see that come to end. So I thank you for listening. Allah is the greatest. I hope the bell winner that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, that we are Muslim, everybody that Allah said he created the Muslim, and they stopped being Muslim because they fell under the wrong environment. They start eating from the forbidden tree that Allah told them to stay away from. So I'm going to bring my other brother, Brother Sujah Muhammad, up, let him share what he has to say. And I'm turning it over to Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum. Back to Brother Sujah Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, to peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is a seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we living in a day where seems like everybody that wants to do right is trying to get it together. Seems like we in a day where we gonna actually see the believer manifest. We're going to see the believer come together. I truly believe we're in that time. We're in this type of time, you know. And you're going to have people that's going to recognize and be able to see that the power lies in the truth. The power lies in righteousness. And we're going to see the people pick up the truth. They're going to use the truth and apply it in their life. And they're going to learn and see how it works. That truth is the same truth that our father, we call Abraham our father, the same truth that Abraham took, the true in faith. And Abraham, he certainly joined not God with Allah.
Abraham said, truly my prayer and my service of sacrifice, my life and my death, are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. No partners has he. This am I commanded. And I am first of those who bow to his will. Abraham, talking strong, true in his faith. Abraham says, say, shall I speak for my cherisher other than Allah? When he it is the cherisher of all things that exist, why should I speak for them else? And Allah is the cherisher of everything. Every soul draws the meed of his act on none but itself. In other words, everything I do, I'm responsible for. I got a free will. And I'm judged for it. If I do wrong, I can't blame nobody else. This is what the Quran says. Every soul draws the meed of his act on none but itself. Allah said, no bearer of burden can bear the burden of another. Your goal in the end is toward Allah. He will tell you the truth of the thing wherein you dispute. It is he who had made you his agent. We out here reading the Quran and teaching, and I don't know, maybe some of the things that we're doing are just on our own. But right here in this book right here, Allah is telling us that he is the one that made you his agent. He is the one, the cause of us trying to get here on time and make these presentations. He is the cause. Allah said, it is he who has made you his agent, inheritors of the earth. You can't get no clearer than that. We are inheritors of the earth. He has raised you in rank, some above others, that he may try you in the gift he has given you. For thy Lord is quick in punishment. Yet he is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we don't have no reason to be envious, jealous. We don't have no reason to be big-headed. We don't have no reason to get all sad and things like that. Allah is the one that's over everything. I'd like to read the height. Surah 7. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam means sad. A book reveal it unto thee. So let thy heart be oppressed no more by any difficulty on that account, that with it thou mightest warn the erring and teach the believer. Allahu Akbar. Follow, O men, the revelation given unto you from your Lord, and follow not as guardians are protectors other than him. Little it is you remember of ammunition. We can't listen to nobody else. What they talking about. Or what they're saying. And this, the name of this surah is the height. You know, fevers can make you feel big. Can make you part of something that's big. Allah is saying that it is him that you're going to have to give your legion to. Allah says, follow not. As guardians, are protectors other than him. Now that's clear. I can't follow nobody else. You guys can't follow nobody else. I don't see nobody else that I want to be. It's too much. I got to learn about myself. That's a big job right there for me, just trying to be myself. I ain't got time to be nobody else. And there's nobody can give me the attention that'll take me away from Allah. That'll make me cause division. That'll make me jealous and envy. Nobody. That means that I'm weak. That's what that means. That I am weak. If I let somebody else cause me to swerve or cause me to seek protection from them, these people have those type of people's established groups, established towns. And things like that, they have grew towns, had produced cities. And in those cities, they had all kind of corruption, homosexuality, gambling, all kind of corruption. What did Allah say? Allah said, how many towns have we destroyed for your sin? Our punishment took them on the sudden by night, or while they slept for their afternoon rest. When thus our punishment took them, no cry did they utter but this. Indeed, we did wrong. Then shall we question those to whom our message was sent and those by whom we sent it. And then we shall recount the whole story with knowledge, for we was never absent at any time or place. The balance that day would be true to a nicety. Those who scale of good will be heavy, will prosper. Those whose scale would be light would find their soul in perdition. For that they wrongfully treated our sign. It is we who have placed you with authority on earth. We need to write that down. That's Surah 7, Ayat 10. We need to read that over and over. It said, it is we who have placed you with authority on earth and provided you therein with means for the fulfillment of your life. small are the thanks that we give. Allah says, it is we who created you and gave you shape. Then we bade the angels to bow down to Adam. The angels. Allah had the angels to bow down to us. The angels. And they bowed down. But listen. Not so Iblis. This is the spirit that won't bow down. Not so Iblis. He refused to be of those who bow down. And you got people that got that type of spirit. Allah said, what prevented thee from bowing down when I commanded thee? He said, this is what Iblis said, I am better than he. Thou didst create me from fire and him from clay. Allah said, get thee down from this. It is not for thee to be arrogant here. Get out, for thou art the meanest of creatures. He said, give me respite till the day they are raised up. Allah said, be thou amongst those who have respite. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on today. Shaitan is trying to deceive us. Iblis said, because thou hast thrown me out of the way, lo, I will lie and wait for them on thy straight way. Then will I assault them from before them and behind them, from their right and their left. Nor will I find in most of them gratitude for thy mercy. Now he's telling God, what are you going to do? Allah said, get out from this. Disgraced it and expelled it. If any of them follow thee, hell will I fill with you all. O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden and enjoy a good thing as ye wish. But approach not this tree. If you run into harm and transgression, then began Satan to whisper suggestions to them and all to reveal to them their shame that was hidden from them before. He said, your Lord only forbade you this tree, lest ye should become angels, or such beings as live forever. And he swore. He swore to them both that he was their sincere advice. So by deceit, he brought about their fall. When they tasted of the tree, their shame became manifest to them, and they began to sew together the leaves of the garden over their bodies. And thou, Lord, calling unto them, did I not forbid thou of that tree and tell you that Satan was an avowed enemy unto you? They said, our Lord, we have wronged our own soul. If thou forgive us not and bestow not upon us the mercy, we shall certainly be lost. Allah said, get ye down with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be your dwelling place and your mean of livelihood for your time. And he said, therein shall ye live, and therein shall ye die, shall ye be taken out at last. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Truly, Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. So there it is, brothers and sisters. This is where we're at. You ain't got to be guessing. There ain't no guesswork. This is real. This is what time it is. You know, we're in a world where they done created a false god. We're in a world where they saying that one race is superior than the other race. They have established false superiority. And they have caused mental illnesses among us and division among us, you know, because many of us believe in that idea that Jesus is the Son of God or that Jesus is God. And many of us pray to Jesus. So that's where we are, brothers and sisters. And you're not in the dark. You can see now. If you want to straighten your life up, you can. If you don't, you can keep on doing what you're doing, and Allah promised you hellfire. He came to you in peace, and you're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Does anybody else would like to get in this conversation or like to have something to say? That's one to come into you. Had any questions for Suja or myself about what we said or come into the queue and you'll come into the queue and it'll be cut on and you can begin to share what you think is need to be shared tonight. Thank Allah for the opportunity to share this information, vital information. We know this information is going to remake the world. So anybody got anything they would like to share, now is the time. Match one, come into the queue. We want to hear from you. Match one. All you got to do is match one on your cell phone and begin to talk. We bring you in to let you start presenting what you want to say, because you might, in many ways talk about that image.
That's right.
That reason we're not going to take so long because taking so long to give us, they gonna give us reparation. They gonna pay us, they should do. And
yes,
we're taking so long, we're not standing up, we're not complaining. We are like all for forgiveness, you know. The Chinese and the Jews, they ask for what they got.
So we gonna have God.
We're gonna have to ask for ours.
Jesus.
Why they give them the Jews? I know they wouldn't let the Jews come into this country. They was on the ship. They wouldn't let them come on in this country for some reason. But we didn't have nothing to do with that. But everybody has a hand in us being in our condition. We got a whole lot of people who have shared in the problem that we live under. A whole lot of people, even some of us. So.
We have some Muslim brothers saying that we're waiting on God.
Yeah, they've been part of the problem too. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's been a problem too.
We're waiting on God, and God already told us that He gave us that we are the inheritors. He already told us that, right? But
that's
they
right.
Still want to say we ain't no God.
Well, God tell us not to be blind, deaf, and dumb. So, and that sounds like a blind, deaf, and dumb people that waiting on God. God done already showed that He created you. You got to wait.
That's up, brother.
Gave you life. The people that control the wealth, they the ones controlling the life that we've been. been up. So.
And he gave us the Quran and showing us in the Quran that Satan said he's going to deceive us.
That's right.
That he's going to go before us and deceive us, come behind us and deceive.
Ma'am said the Caucasian man that's outmaneuvered us.
Yeah.
You know, that was flying me, he was outmaneuvered. He outmaneuvered us. But that day and time is over. We want to, if he don't want to reap what he sowed, then he going to do that. If he don't want to get the full brunt of what he sold, then he going to have to pay up for what the people that in his position done to us. You know, pay. You know, and it's only on the right to do so. You know, they want Allah to forgive them and do the right thing. I think truth hurt them every time you bring it to their attention. It's like you talking about them. No, we're not. We're talking about a behavior, a mentality that they bought into, that they was given. I don't care if Willie Lynch gave it to them or whoever gave it to them, or Donald Trump, no matter who gave it to them, they gave them a mental attitude that they are better than anybody that walked this earth. We didn't give it to them. They put in our mind that we are inferior to all them people. We're not. So we want to straighten that out. We're not. We want our share. We had opportunity. And there have been stories about the brother came on today on YouTube. He was telling about all the community that we had in Texas and Florida and even in Atlanta, that we had our own business and all everything. We were working, we were doing for ourselves, and they came and took that back. They came and destroyed, they took time and picked that up.
Right.
And now the government, the people told the people in Arizona, the judge said he wasn't going to give them no reparation of what they did. That was wrong what they did, but he personally, he's not going to do it. I mean, they can't even file. So these people, long as we, these people, they acting for divine chastisement, and they getting that. California getting that. Texas getting that. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia is under divine judgment. Every time a storm hits a town, a town is picked up and moved away. So anyway, we got another person that has raised their hand, and let's bring them in, inshallah, see what they got to say. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikumsalam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is that you could file that under human rights. That's where you file that under human rights.
I'm thinking about the same thing, to go down there to the federal court and file for my money. For human rights, for the human rights violation they put on my people and the people that look like me for years. They denied us opportunity and they worked us and then paid us. You're right. You know, you said on the human rights.
I'll probably get my children to go and file for me.
Yeah, I need to file.
You could file somewhere for it. You could file somewhere for that.
I believe that would really shake them up. If everybody go inside, they got to honor the petition that you put down. They got to honor that. And everybody go put one down, and they don't want to do it rightly, then there's more money, there's more time. They got to pay each every individual for what they did to them.
So where you go file it at? Where you go file it at?
The federal building.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
That's a good idea.
We got to make some kind of move.
Yeah, got to make
and
some kind of move.
Ain't nothing going to happen if you don't move.
That's right. You don't move it, it won't be moved. That's right.
I mean, if you're serious about that, then also what you should do is see what other groups, you know, are you know, what other activists, see what they are involved in, because unity is power, is in the numbers.
Well,
I ain't waiting on no foot draggers. You done gave me the idea to go on this file and let the cards fall where they may. I'm gonna do that.
Right.
See you. We waited to go to Washington D.C. and we ain't got there yet.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got it. Now go ahead.
No, you right. You was right what you were saying. I thought about it. You was right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't it make sense? Yeah. You go file. You get your one. That make other people want to get there. But if you go file, nobody, they ain't going file, then they don't want there.
Yeah.
No, what I was saying is that I didn't know you could file somewhere. But that's why I was trying to find out where do you file that, because I like to file for mine and my grandpa's too.
Federal bills. There's a federal problem. Federal bills.
And what, under what name?
I don't know your own name.
Reparation. I said recuperation. You know, I'm talking about like that. Under what title should I file it under?
Well, they had us in slavery under Haley. I take my own self.
No, but how about no shoe job?
But
like,
No,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, do I file it under what title? Like, if I go down and file it, do I file it under reparation? Reparation, that's what I want, you know, reparation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Okay, so they have that down there. Okay.
Under the stolen name that you was under the vicious name you were put under.
They know more about reparation than we do.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
when you file it under the amendment. They got an amendment that says that because they're gonna say, well, what justified this? You know, what justified that? And then you could bring up the amendment. I'm gonna check out what amendment that is too. That's because I was reading it, and they had the amendment that about that, and we
you
and we fought.
You're gonna need a lawyer.
I don't think you need a lawyer. Lead your son and daughter or write it up.
Yeah.
You have to pay the file.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay the file.
The truth is the lawyer.
Yeah.
You get a lawyer. Lawyer going to get his share, get his big share. And they're going to take a lump out of your money. And the lawyer, they in with the having a lawyer is all in their scheme that they came up with. Enough of us go down there, people, we going down there and do that, and other people see that we going to do that, and they don't believe me. They believe me, there's going to be a rush on people going down there.
They're going to run over.
I know what I'm doing. Truth that like Clifford falsehood. It was true that what they did to us. They blow Russia up. They blow China up. Then they turn around and build Russia. They build China. They ain't rebuild us at all.
No, we haven't. So let's try to do it tomorrow.
A lying religion. I mean, a religion didn't have no substance in it. Nothing but foolishness in it.
I'm gonna call my son, and let him know that I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Do that. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. I'm gonna call him and let him know I'm ready. And then we got a whole lot of other people is ready also that they file and they getting their family.
Nazmula would know.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me, Sujah?
Yeah.
She knows
some legal. She knows the legal aspect. Tyreek do too.
Yeah.
He knows the detailed legal aspect of it. So. But he had already called me and told me that he done a research on my family history, you know, for him to file for reparation for me. He already told me that he was doing the research. So I'm gonna call him today when I get online. And let them know that I'm ready. I'm ready. I definitely believe it's gonna happen. It's gonna take one person. It's gonna happen. You know, I just want to get in. I want to throw my hat in the ring. Because many of our people is afraid. They got that fear in them. They have instilled that fear in them. And many of them is afraid from the standpoint that they might get upset. And many of them is afraid that they ain't gonna do nothing. We're gonna see. It's a matter of it's something. Everybody got quiet. It's just like a funeral. I mean, I can feel it. I can feel the people that's not talking online. I can feel them too.
A lot of white people.
A lot of white people. Somebody else gonna say something, but I can feel them before they say something.
Salaam alaikum.
We got salam.
You know, when we was in Los Angeles, I never forget my sisters. You know, we was, you know, probably, you know, practicing Islam and certain things you don't supposed to do, especially out there and openly. And one thing is, one of the things that is that you don't supposed to basically go out there, because we was basically like soldiers. You know, we said that because our whole thing was just dawah, so it was soldiers, you know. So even among ourselves, we never express our innermost feelings, and we never say things like, you know, like he was saying. You never tell us about on yourself. Everything was Allahu Akbar. Only speak in the line of duty. Remember that? They only speak in the line of duty. There had come a time that they only had to speak in the line of duty. So what you said wasn't in the line of duty, you shouldn't have even have said it out openly, because you don't know who is listening. Alhamdulillah. Those teachers need to teach our children.
I was a lieutenant in the Nation of Islam. And the soldiers was told to take charge of their foe. And all all properties and temples and everything that's mosque and everything that was in view, everything that you see all around you, just look around. Everything that you represent, take charge of that. And walk our post in a perfect manner. Walk our post in a perfect manner and always keeping stay on alert. That's how we used to teach the brothers and sisters. So anytime a person do something wrong, you know, then we let them, we repeat that to them and let them know they broke the law, and some many cases they gonna get punished. Keeping always on alert, you don't never get in a position where you're not on security. You always on security. Anything that happens, anything somebody say or do, you reading it and figuring it out. Yeah, I was a lieutenant. But in this case right here, we got to give our attention to it. We got to focus on it. And I think the more we get, the quieter we get, and the more we're going to concentrate on it, and just work it out. Everything that we see need to be addressed, we address it. These people owe us some money. And don't be small-minded. Allah gonna bless us big. You know, Allah already told us that He done blessed us as the inheritance. All we want to do is make a step and accept it.
Yeah.
That's all we doing is making a step and accepting it.
But what you had to take them a figure that they can recognize. For the years and the time we take them back to what the date time we were brought here and what they think us they owe us, we had to give them a number. I think brother Hameen called a number of $10 million, $10 billion.
You talking about the individual?
Individual.
Oh, it's more than 10 million.
Oh, whoa. That was, but 10 billion?
He was saying that we had to divide up 10 to 12 trillion.
Trillion, okay.
You know, we had to divide that up.
Well, how much each family
should. I don't know how much land. He didn't mention the land.
Well, they give you $10 billion, you can go buy your land.
Yeah, they owe the land too. I'm in agreement with the Army, like Muhammad was saying, give us a portion of the land, you know. Give us a portion of that land. And we want to make sure it's a good land. The land is productive.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that.
You know, you dealing with the we call them the devil, but you dealing with the peoples that will give you nothing.
Yeah,
give you some land and there ain't nothing. And they'll try to give you land And they try to sign up some papers that they own all the mineral rights. Now think about that. You're going to give me some land and have me sign that they own all the in the minerals I find in the land.
That's called blend.
For a person who needs to approach you that way, you know that person's the devil. But alhamdulillah, I'm agreeing. He said, give us, like Muhammad said, give us 25,000 acres? Something like that. 25,000 acres, I think. Like Muhammad said. That was a long time ago. And these people got all this land. They ain't doing nothing with it. And they just took land from the Africans.
He'll do it.
Took all their minerals and that they had. We deal with, according to the Quran, we're dealing with devil.
No end and but
that. Yes, sir, we're dealing with it. Man, they're going to go before us, and they're going to deceive us on our crooked path, and they're going to deceive us on our straight path. They're going to run up on the path that is straight, things that is right and correct. They're going to deceive us on that. Brother, we got a whole lot of, and I can feel it. Why are we talking right now? We got a whole lot of infiltrators among us. I don't know where y'all can feel it, but I can feel it. While I'm talking. And somebody might say, well, don't worry about God. God got this in covered. Yeah. Allah said, tell your camel. That means something to me. He didn't say, don't worry about it. I got it covered. He said, tie your camel. He even said you just don't put away all your weapons and things. You know, and just go to sleep when you're at war. He said, you got to put somebody on post. So, because the enemy, they want to catch you off guard so they can rush you. That's the way I think. Because that's from God. He want to catch you off guard. Out of position. I don't look at my enemy as a joke or as something that's there and that Allah is going to take care of him. He won't be my enemy. If Allah is going to take care of him, I don't have to worry about him. That's not no enemy to me. I don't see where that's an enemy. So, brothers and sisters, I hope that we. I'm gonna go and talk to mature. I'm gonna talk to brother. Too, about the amount we should be asking for, try to line that up and see what happens. And you also, you always gonna do it too?
Yeah. I'm going down there. If I go tomorrow, I gotta go to the doctor tomorrow, but
I'm gonna do,
yeah. I got, I'm gonna go. meet brothers Thursday. If I don't, well, I'm definitely going Monday. I ain't got nothing else to do Monday. Going Monday.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm gonna check mine out. What the day is?
I'm gonna find out what should I do.
You got to do. We got to find out all the moves, all the correct moves we got to make.
Yeah.
Because we don't already know. We got to be ready to take advice of somebody that knows.
Yeah.
Or the law.
We knew it did so.
Yeah, we knew it this right here. But we got people that know, but we also got people that will try to play on us, try to use us, you know, see where this is opportunity for them. So praise be to Allah. We're going to get that reparation.
Yeah. We are not forgot. We haven't give up that they were wrong for what they did, and we want to know that we know it's wrong. We don't tell us forget. Somebody died for our sin. We don't believe that mess.
No, sir.
You
no,
did.
No, we don't believe.
I tell them myself. What I believe that the people that were done it to our ancestors. They are burning in hell right now. That's my opinion. They broke
this
in hell.
Too.
Nobody leave this earth without getting God's judgment. That's my belief. So that's
right.
What I think.
And you got a whole lot of other people lined up to go to hell for telling the same lie.
Yeah.
And the one that's still believing in it. They're getting ready for hell. They're getting ready for the fight. It's something they should look forward to if they believe in it. They should look forward to the fire. So are we looking forward to this revelation now, though? Are we looking forward to that? Is Ameen on?
Who? Yeah.
What do I mean?
Yeah, he's on.
Is he on?
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah, he's working, but he's still on the upper on their board.
He's on the board, though, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's
now,
working.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't decide it. Some of us don't decide it. That we're going to file for our reparation. And I'm going to get my son, I'm just talking to myself. I mean, by myself, but not to myself. My son already said that he was going to do the research and things. Him and my daughter already did the research of my history and my foreparents and all that. You know, they already did that on me. So what I want to get from you is that I can take to my children, and you gave a good idea in reference to the amount that we should be asking for.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would say get that book, you know, on Amazon. Just look it up on Amazon. And get that book From Here to Equality, you know, and get Dr. Darity's YouTube, you know, TED Talks, you know, Darity, look up Darity TED Talks.
Darity, wait a minute, hold on, compared to eternity,
Darity. Right. And then TED,
okay.
TED.
T-E-D?
Yeah, then talks.
T-E-D. And then put talk.
Talks, T-A-L-K-S. And it'll take you to some talk that he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, look that up. Say, you know, because so they're working on a formula. I mean, they worked on a formula out here in California, but I don't know how it is in Louisiana. And I don't know who your political leader is in Louisiana. You know.
Okay, my son gonna be working on my paperwork day out of Baltimore. But I can have it work it out of Louisiana too. I mean, it might be best to work it out of Louisiana because it's one of these slave states.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one be the best, but I just want to be able to give him a number that is where he have something to go on from me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how much would you say? Since the statement that you were made about Derek, they was talking about 10 to 12 trillion.
Yeah. It's different ways of measuring it. You know,
yeah.
he was saying that, well, you know, you could look at it in terms of wages lost. If someone had to pay the wages,
right.
You know, that's the way to look at it, you know.
Yeah, that's one way you look at it.
You know, if someone had to pay the wages for such a long time, how much would that be? Then the other way you could look at it is right at the time of the end of slavery, you know, the 40 acres of the mule, you know, that was probably 4 million people, 40 acres of the mule. And that comes to a certain amount. That comes out to about, I think, $4 to $6 trillion.
Okay.
And then the third way you can look at it
somebody breathe. Good.
Yeah, and then the third way you can look at it is closing the wealth gap. The typical Caucasian family, they have $800,000 more than the average African American family in net worth.
Yeah, I know you said 1%, they got 186%, something like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, the one tenth, they, you know, African American family have like one tenth of what the average Caucasian family have. So that's the third way of looking at it. You know what I mean? So Derek, he kind of like gives us a kind of like a. Different ways of kind of like looking at it, because it's not all sell yet. Now, he wrote the book, and California already, you know, put out theirs. But it's getting more and more people to talk about it, and there's, see, that's the thing. More and more people are talking about it, and more people are interested in it, and more people are understanding the concept of the. And the struggle, you know.
Praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah. I just want to make sure that my son or my daughter, whoever, all of them, they get together and work on it, they don't ask under the amount. Don't ask for too little, you know. That was what I said. That was my concern. That's all. Alhamdulillah. But I'm gonna tell them, ask them, do they want to get the book or I get the book from here to eternity? But
from here to equality.
From here to eternity or equality?
No, equality, like equal.
Oh,
equal.
Equality. I'm glad I said it. EQUALITY.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. From here to equality. Okay. And tell them that either I get the book or they get it. But I think I should go ahead on and get it and get the ball rolling. Inshallah. But I don't want to say this. When I started talking about that, it seemed like I felt a quietness went over the whole blog talk. It seemed like I felt feeling. I felt like
did you bring it up on a certain show, or are you talking about this show here?
On this show. It seemed like I felt somebody else was listening to me, and I felt. Have you ever made a presentation, and seemed like everybody's quiet and they're listening to you? You ever felt that? I know you. All of us have felt that, right?
Oh yeah.
But that, mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know that's the way it felt. You know, I know that we want it, you know, but there are other people listening to us too, you know. There are other people listening to us. And that's a sort of a threat to the master. Threat to the master. And you got the slave. He always thinking. He said, "What has this nigga been to do?
You drunk over them Pepsi?
No,
you talking about me? What is this nigga been to do? So I'm gonna lock." I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we have 914. 914 got his hands up. Assalamu alaikum, 914.
Okay, Jimmy, let's bring him in. Bring him in.
Assalam.
What name is Assalam?
Yeah. I was listening earlier, then I got off for a few minutes. And I came back on. And, you know, I was thinking, remember the story of Lazarus? Lazarus sitting at the table of the rich man, getting the crumb from the table,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had said last night about, they said that money talking about is the trillions of dollars. Somebody said, well, he said that's easy for them. He said, all they got to do is go into the printing room and print up the money. That's not gonna bother them at all. They're already crooked, and they're going back and print up the money. Put all that money out there. They got the printing press and everything. So I said, yeah, you got a point there. Then I was thinking about, like I say, have y'all got the book yet? Love of the Nation. Clara Evans Muhammad. You got to get them. Get those two books. So that's why we're saying about the, it's here, the story all the way from the beginning. somewhere. I've been around for a while. I've been here since 1972. I haven't missed in a beat since. And I hear a whole lot of things there I hadn't heard before. He said, but anyway, back to our Lazarus. Let us take you wait for the crumbs of the rich man. And so I was thinking more on that too. I said, why are Frederick Douglass, Du Bois, what's the other one, Drew Ali, out of Newark, and Carl G. Woodson, Frederick Douglass, I'm thinking all the old wise men and women, Ali Wells and Sojourner of Truth and Harry Tubman, why didn't think about this? At these reparations, you know?
Okay.
Why don't you never mention this? And then I thought about that. I said, you know, because they call about the technology and the shrewdness, the trickster, the Satan, calling the devil, how they tricked our parents, how they tricked Adam. And they've been tricking people and nations, and I mean even nations for years. I mean, I say, man, maybe that's why our forefathers, all of them, we missing all those wise leads that we had. Maybe they said, hey, man, we're not going for no tricks. And that would be, I think, all this thinking. I'm looking at this picture. And Dr. King, Uncle Elijah Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, not all those people mention this. I said, we got to think on this. And that's what it would be.
I don't understand. You'd be like a sellout.
I mean, because they ain't got enough money. They have not enough money on the world. You can't print up enough money to pay back for what they did to us. And that'd be almost like a sellout if we sell out and let them pay it off for what they did to us. And now what our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren say that when they saw that we got bought off for a few dollars, you know, got moved for a few dollars more. So all these things start coming to my mind, you know, we're not going for that. We'll get our own. We're not gonna sell out. They're not gonna buy us off with no millions of dollars or millions of land or whatever. Because I know my great great grandchildren, I think they'd probably say, Daddy, you sold out for that? What you leave for us? So by the time they get 20 years old, brother, all that money be probably gone. And then they'll turn around. I'm talking about this trickster. One thing about when Elijah Muhammad came, they came by this technology that they trained. They've been tricking and lying and conniving people since Adam. So we were dealing with a real trickster. Yeah.
Asim Lincoln.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We got to look at this thing. And then what they do, I heard somebody saying tonight about how they put the guns on these boxcars, rail cars, put all these high power weapons and rifles and all that stuff on there, and left the boxcar unguarded with all those high power weapons in there. They should have 10 men on 24 hour duty guarding all that, but they left on so people could break into them. I said, no, man, we're not going for any of this stuff. All right. Thank you for taking my comments. Huh? Right. As-salamu alaykum.
William Smith. If African-American people was given X amount of money for a reparation and X amount of land, do you think that they would be successful
with that land and with that money? Do you think they would establish themselves?
No.
Oh, okay.
But like
okay.
Like I said, we dealing with
that's what
a trickster here. No, and we wouldn't be successful. Why? Well, just like they left old bar cars on the track, no guard on there with all those high-powered weapons that know we're going to come in and steal their weapons and start killing each other. That would be the same thing here. They would give the money, and how would they start dishing out with so many? What happens to the ones that don't get any? They're going to tell them to wait another 5 years for you. What's going to happen? They're going to come in, and they're going to let them get guns, and they'll start killing us up. They got some money. It wouldn't be successful. No, they wouldn't. Our people own people killing each other because they haven't got no money. They're not gonna wait no 5 years to get theirs. They find out you got a $10 million, whatever. Probably they're gonna be killing each other like we killing each other now over nothing, over quarters and nickels and dimes and in a crap game and whatever, killing each other over somebody got a hand of blackjack, said something wrong to them, we killing each other. When we killing each other now? Oh man. We're not going for that. We know they got to.
So if they give you 1,000 acres of land, they give you 1,000 acres of land, so many millions of dollars. You won't accept it, right?
No.
Okay then. Is there any way that if another slave asks you, could they have it? Would you give it to them?
No.
You won't give it to them either. Okay. Okay then.
Like I said before, I think about my wise people. All those people I named that went before us, wise people, wise men, and they said no, because they knew what was up. And that's why none of them even asked for that. I'm asked for it, but Melvin Long, my unreliable woman, know that they weren't going to give him no lands and no states. But he knew, they knew that.
And they supposed to give us money.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, I just want to say that you know, if you don't want it, that's okay, but it's written in the Constitution under human rights that we have that right. That's why they give it to, you know, the other people. That's why they have to give the money. They have that's our tax money anyway. They have a special fund for that. They even have a special fund for on-the-job training for our children. There's a law they got that you don't even supposed to let nobody out of prison unless they have some kind of high school diploma or some kind of trade or getting into a trade school.
They haven't kept the word on that. They let them prisons out with nothing.
That's because the only way Satan can get his power is the power we give him. It's in the numbers, right? It's in stood up.
Sister, they don't care nothing about no law. They don't care about no law. Look how many laws we got on the books, and we still being murdered daily by the police and all that. They don't care nothing about no law.
We supposed to have, like you saying that, then what you supposed to also do behind that is tell us, that's why they didn't like Malcolm X. Malcolm X give, you know, talks to, he always gave the solution to the problem. So what you need, now you got to tell us, this is what we need to do so we could be able to do this. Because we're human beings. And you could train a human being, just like you said, if we train to be the way we are, and at one time we wasn't, because we was building, what, castles and all that stuff way back in them days.
I'm glad you mentioned Malcolm. I didn't mention Malcolm. I forgot Malcolm never asked no reparations. I'm glad you mentioned him, the one I had forgot about. He didn't ask no reparations. You know how Malcolm could talk, how wise he was, how he could think.
That's not so. Malcolm asked for the, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked for, and that was 25 acres of land. And
But they know they weren't gonna give us no land. If they were sincere, they would give us reparation before they gave it to anybody else. We'd have been the first one to get it.
I'm saying that he didn't ask for reparation.
Too much power.
What I'm saying is
we gotta think on this thing. If they gave anybody reparation, they'd have gave it to us first. Before they gave it to the Indian, the Alaskan, Eskimo, the Indian, anybody else, we'd have been first. So that is another lesson. They're lying. We talk about how lying you are. They're lying. They want money. We still on the bottom.
I don't think nobody in America, especially the people in power, is going to give us anything.
So Bob, I just want to ask you.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to give us nothing. Yes.
That's right.
I just want to ask one question. So do that mean that since you said we this and we that, so that mean that we need to stop fighting?
No, I don't mean that. So we got to go by another way. We got to think about the wise leaders. If they didn't do it, I can't outthink our leaders. If they didn't do it, they must knew something that I don't know. Keep on fighting, but you got to find another way to go at this. Go ahead and get your own. We can get our own. All we got to do is be true to this Quran. Look here. We got what nobody else got. We got the Quran. We got the lightning of Prophet Muhammad, and we got leadership being now done being hunting alive. We got all of that. We don't need nobody's. All we need is solid and be sincere. Allah will be with us. We'll get everything we got.
I just read it in the Quran where the Lord said that he give us the earth as inheritance.
Right. If you have
it, but we don't have it. But we don't have it.
On so paper. We have been obedient, Suja, because we have been obedient.
So you think that the reason that the Caucasian has it because he was obedient?
No. He got it because he told we was disobedient.
But he got it.
Listen what I'm saying. When they came out of the Caucasus Mountains and ice, I mean, all they saw was ice. And from when they were born, all they saw was ice. And they came out, Allah allowed them to come out down into Africa years and years and years, about 1,000 years. And they came down, they saw us in Africa, how we were living so good. Nice weather, had everything, but then they saw somehow that we were disobedient, and we started worshiping things other than Allah. Imam told us this. It's not me thinking, talking. Imam told us this. They came, they saw
that
we were disobedient. We started worshiping other things other than Allah, and then Allah turned.
You said the criteria for us to have this earth is obedient. That's the criteria.
That's the criteria.
But if that's the criteria, the people that got the earth, why do they have it?
Why do they have it?
Yeah, since the criteria is obedient.
That's right.
Why do they have it?
Well, we came under punishment for being disobedient like everybody else in the book. The people Abraham and all those people, they came disobedient and Allah let them get punished.
Okay, but we talking about why, if the criteria is for us to have the earth, the inheritance is obedient. And we have somebody else that has it, everything. In order for them to get it, they got to be obedient. That's the criteria.
They were. They were.
Oh, they was obedient. They was obedient. Okay. All right. Okay, then. All right.
That's why Allah gave him the power to overtake us and take what we had, because we had come disobedient. So Allah used one people to chastise or bring another one in line.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Our answer, one of our answers, is not only putting Almighty God Allah first, but it's our youth. See, we could only see so far, because when you were saying, oh, we just, you can't do this, we can't do that, then that's the furthest you could see. You can't see that far. But our youth do, because they're educated. They got education that we didn't know nothing about. Saying so, it's just our youth. They're one that's going to carry the flag, and that's why we have to educate them and always give them the truth and let them know when they go out there.
It's about 5 minutes after. 5 minutes after, and inshallah, we got to close up for prayer. So, alhamdulillah. Hey, Bob, you want to close up for prayer?
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Yeah, that's the That's an interesting position that Brother Muhammad Sharif got, that it ain't enough. The white man don't have enough money to give me for all that he did to me and my people. And that's interesting. I've heard other people say that. I've heard people say that the Quran and this Islam is our reparation. I've heard people say that too previously. So it's something to think about. Alhamdulillah. All right, can I make the prayer? Can I go out with Al-Fatiha? Anybody got any more comment? Got a comment before we go? We got a little time.
Alhamdulillah. I think that they are not applying the Quran correctly. They are not applying God, the truth, correctly. And through we not applying it correctly, we're not getting no benefit from it. I think we're looking at it in a spooky way. I think we're waiting on God, and God already then gave
it
to
us. I just had a thought. Did Joseph get reparations to slavery by his brothers? Then he ended up in the house of the king.
Right.
Could you say that? Some form of reparation.
Yeah, that was reparation that he got. He had the storehouse. He was given the storehouse.
He was given the storehouse. God gave him the storehouse. The king gave him the storehouse, right?
Yeah, that was it. He was given the storehouse over the land.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. And he just utilized it correctly.
Uh-huh.
He utilized it correctly and brought his family in, but it was a case that of a just ruler over all that wealth. You know, the peoples that has the wealth now is not just, and they proven that over and over and over and over and over. You know, plus they done established a world where they lied on God's prophet and say that he's the son of God. So it's not a world that is just, you know. And if we don't fight it, I think we deserve what we get, and that's nothing. We got to stand up and fight this deal. I say God watching us. And if we fight, then just through what God blesses us with, will show us that God is with us. But now, as far as we're saying that we should wait on God, that aim is real. That's not aim is real. God already told us that we is inheritors. And he told us that he's going to give us power in the land.
All right. All praise be to Allah.
All praise be to
Allah. All right. I'm going to say Al-Fatiha.
Yeah.
I will get Allah, Himan, Shaitan, Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين السلام عليكم
آمين
وعليكم السلام